morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, your mental toughness conditioning coach, bringing you along for one more day of exercise, right? You and I in the gym, so to speak, training partners, buddies, looking at our life, asking ourselves questions, stimulating thought to help us get closer and closer to those plans, those goals, that vision that we've taken the time to not just think about once and set it and forget it, but to constantly refine it and ask ourselves, is that what we really want? And are we capable of much, much more? Right? And so us getting together and passively talking about this type of, you know, this type of, like you said, mental toughness conditioning, examining our lives, evaluating our thought process, really thinking about our actions every single day. It's things that a lot of people don't do, and maybe we don't do enough of, but now we're committed. You've taken the time to listen to this podcast every single day. You have your pattern down. You download it at the same time. You listen to it at the same time. You join me as close to 7 days a week as you can, because it's that important. And the great thing about it, I'm doing all the talking. I'm pointing the questions. You just get to, you know, kind of just sit there and work on yourself passively. What a great system we have set up here, right? The thing, though, is how are you showing up right now? Remember, I've talked about, you know, sometimes we have all different levels of our emotional state. You know, how mentally prepared are we to deal with the challenges in front of us, well, are we connected to the person we're talking to? What type of state are we in while we're, I don't know, working out in the gym or dealing with a particular assignment at our job or at our business, right? We can't always be at a level 10 out of 10 all the time, right? But if we are consciously thinking about, hey, what state am I in as I tackle this challenge? Sometimes just being conscious of asking ourselves that question. You should start getting yourself in the habit of asking yourself that question all day, every day, before everything that you do. Now, pretty soon, it'll just kind of go into your subconscious mind. You know there's that higher level. Again, I don't expect you to be in a level 10 state of mind of enthusiastic and focus and conviction for everything you do, all right? But the closer we could get to 10, you know, the more we'll bring out our talents, our resources, our abilities to handle the challenge. Our best us will show up to handle it, right? But just being conscious, just asking yourself the question, sometimes we could just crank it up a couple of notches, and that will have a huge impact on how we handle that challenge. And, you know, you stack that type of mental approach to everything you do, you're going to have a lot more success with everything that you do. So how are you showing up for this podcast right now? Give me a number right now. Say it out loud to yourself. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. You just ready to go? Awesome. 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 Just being conscious of it again. Is there more that you can ask of yourself? All right? Sometimes, again, we're not taking a lot of effort. It's just a thought. That's how powerful our mind is. And, you know, as your coach, as your friend, I'm just here to get you to start using all these talents that you have, especially that mindset. Ask a little bit more of yourself, use it a little more effectively and efficiently. Thank you so much for taking this time to do this for yourself. One more day, you're following through, you're living up to the promises that you've made to yourself. That's got to feel good. Like I said, I know when you want the best, you're pushing yourself, you're looking for those results, you're doing everything right. Sometimes it doesn't come out as quickly or as easily as you want. And you know you just got to keep on keeping on. It's got to be a great feeling to know that you've found a simple and effective strategy like listening to this podcast, and you are following through on a consistent basis. If anything, you know you're fighting like hell to make those dreams, those plans, those goals, that vision come true for you. One small way, it's got to feel good. You should be proud of yourself. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in me, that I've been able to convince you, persuade you that this is something that can help you, and you've followed my lead. I will not let you down, showing up for you 6 days a week at this time for this Morning Connection podcast and adding one or two during the week and this type, whether it's fitness or, you know, just talking about your life and a lot of different things. So I'm here for you. I will not let you down. Again, thank you for putting your faith and trust in me. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. MassMachineNutrition.com is where you can find it, or you can find it on bodybuilding.com, the world's largest online retailer, at sltips.com/22. No, that's sltips.com/3. sltips.com/3. Thank you so much. And part of the online coaching that I do, the one-on-one coaching, it's not online, though I connect on email, one-on-one phone consultations. I have clients all over the world that I talk to every single week. We become buddies. We become friends. We go through this journey. It's together, and I guide them through the process of helping them get what they want, right? And so that's, we meet on the phone for 1.5 hour every single day on the same day, 52 weeks a year, right? It's intense coaching. I call it man formation coaching. Some people might call that type of life coaching. Whatever I can do to help them reach their goal. It's like this Morning Connection podcast, but it's what they're going through in their particular life. And instead of speaking generally like I do, and hopefully when I give a message on the daily podcast, it's something that can help you in your life right now. Got a great little note from Sonia on my Facebook page. And Sonia is someone who I remember for years and years ago through bodybuilding and training. She's been a customer of mine for many, many years now. And she's evolving, and she left a great note on my Facebook page, how much she was getting out of a particular podcast. I appreciate the feedback. I respect and appreciate you, Sonia, for taking the time to listen to these podcasts. And that's what I just want to say. Thank you so much for supporting me and all the other things that I do, the one-on-one coaching, my information products. That's why I'm doing all this, to create a tremendous value for you. And thank you so much for reciprocating, whether it's, again, with one-on-one coaching. If you're a client of mine who I have them listen to this podcast, part of the coaching is that I make sure I get to talk to, I get to check in with them, that they're listening to this podcast every single day, investing this half hour. It augments, it bolsters, it complements their individual one-on-one coaching so much, because as I work with their challenge, they can refer to a lot of the things that I'm talking about. They can ask me questions. It stimulates a lot of thought that we are perfectly primed to get the most out of every single session by listening to these podcasts. So thank you so much. I do this, and I really appreciate you supporting my efforts besides just listening to this podcast. For more of this information, make sure that you're on my Morning Connection newsletter for more mental toughness conditioning, and you can go to sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. Get on that Morning Connection newsletter for this mental toughness conditioning with an email. Don't just sign up. Just don't watch the emails come through. Take the 30 seconds every single day in addition to this half hour and show up in a ready, looking for that small distinction strategy, that one new way of looking at the challenges of life, with the anticipation that, wow, it could be this next email, this next podcast, this next Morning Connection newsletter that's going to give you that breakthrough that takes you to the next level. All right, so make sure that you follow up and do that too. So here we are. How's your week going? How did it start off? You know, sometimes it's really interesting. If we're not in control of our emotions, if we're not conscious of what's going on, you know how your day can just start off in a whole different frame? depending on what happens in the morning, right? You know, a lot of experts who talk about being the most effective and efficient with your time management coaches, they talk about not reading your email first thing in the morning. And that's probably a good tip for the reason why, you know, I guess if something, you read your email and there's something great in there, you know, that could stimulate the start of a great day. At the same time, you know, you can have some challenges that are presented to you in an email, some bad news or something like that. Maybe it's not urgent bad news, and maybe it doesn't deal with you directly. Like, it's not urgent, like you have to know it. You're presented with it first thing in the morning when you wake up. Well, that can start you in a little bit of a deficit that you got to work your way out of, right? Have you done that before? Have you opened up your email and, oh, God, look, I got to deal with this challenge first thing in the morning? You know, I made the mistake of doing that this morning. You know, with my business and all these things, it's, you know, a challenge that I thought I had handled yesterday. Wake up this morning, that was the very first email that, you know, I got to bear down and go to another level to make sure this challenge, not a real big deal, not a huge big, it just needs to be taken care of. And that kind of got the adrenaline shooting in a different way, right? And so that doesn't happen often. But what I realized is that, you know, I felt my mind running in a different direction that I'm not used to when I control. That's the whole point of it. You control the thoughts, attitudes, and actions first thing in the morning. You get your mind clear. You get yourself focused on where you need to go without any outside influence. You know, I really believe, knowing my mind and my patterns, how I wake up, what I do, I have a ritual that I do when I get up that gets me focused in the right direction. For whatever reason, I looked at my email, so I had a different approach. And again, so I just realized, man, if I'm not conscious of it, man, I'm going to go in a different direction. I thought, oh, I got to do this and this, and what if, right? I let the email control those first important minutes of your day, right? And I'm kind of glad that happened. One is I can share it with you because maybe this is happening to you, and you're not taking control of it. You're letting your email control those first few moments of your day. And again, hey, if there's great email, that would be great, right? But the challenging emails, right, they're have more of an impact on how you start off your day than you would want. You don't want to give that power, right? So you don't have to climb out of a little bit of a hole first thing in the morning. So that just reminds me, the contrast reminds me of some of these disciplines that I talk about, that I share with you, how I need to stay on top of them, and how important that I know they are in one more way. It's not just talk. I get to know it on a real practical level, right? It's kind of like what I've used the analogy is like when I used to run long before I was a bodybuilder, I would get running and I would know how important it was for me to run and get myself feeling good. And I was in shape, and really, it was really a great thing, this running thing. But I got used to it, meaning that all its positive effects, you know, they didn't have such a gigantic impact anymore. It wasn't so noticeable. It was something I took for granted until I stopped running. And then I started thinking, wow, don't have as much pep in my step. Not feeling quite as healthy anymore. You know, I need to get back on this running. And then you start running and you go, wow, this is awesome. Why did I ever stop doing this? Right? It's such a huge impact. Then you start running again and it becomes the same thing. You know, this is a positive thing for you. All right? It's just that you can't feel its impact, and then you lose that appreciation and you're tempted to stop doing it, or maybe you can be just as effective without it, right? And, you know, that's some of your daily disciplines. Like with this podcast, you know, I urge you to not get out of the habit of it. Hey, I know what he's saying. I get this stuff. It's important stuff. I got it down by myself, right? And you will have some momentum to go forward. feeling positive, feeling energetic, going through the daily discipline, line of questions that I'm putting you through, you get some momentum built up that you don't, you may not feel you need to listen to this until it's a couple weeks later. And you're thinking, wow, there's something missing here. Come back to the podcast and say, ah, yeah, man, what a great way to start my day, to make this a part of my day. Why did I even stop? Right? So sometimes it's a positive thing in a way to get you to appreciate all the great habits, all the structure that you've created for yourself, all the little things that, you know, maybe your friends or family think are excessive, and you know the value of it. Sometimes that contrast is just what you need to become more committed to it. One thing I want to talk about, and you know, one thing in addition to doing this podcast every single morning, and it makes me really examine, you know, not only life myself, where I'm going, how do I get there, my thinking, and also I have the privilege to work with so many men all over the world with one-on-one coaching. I say men, I do coach men and women, right? Just that kind of the angle that I go through, the bro-to-bro talk, I understand that it attracts a lot more men than it does women. That's just a particular marketing style that I go through. I know my journey as a man. There's a lot of things that are specific to my journey that I know when I talk to a 25-year-old guy or a 40-year-old guy that we just connect, we relate to. That experience may not be exactly the same for a woman. And I can be very helpful to women. It's just that I know I'm hitting the home run with the men. It's almost effortless because they're going through the same experiences that I had gone through and I was able to conquer. So that's the reason why I man formation, I say guys, even though, you know, I know there's about 5% of my audience that are women. So ladies, it's not that I know you're not here. Maybe it's just a marketing thing, really playing up my strengths. All right, so just a little bit about that. But I have the privilege to work with so many men, and I get to just listen in so many ways and hear what they're going through. Like I said, there's a lot of things that I can relate to because whatever challenge, the whole mental challenge, getting it, how do you finally accomplish these goals? It's a lot of times it's just a mental and an emotional process more than it is the specific strategies of what it takes to get there. All right, and I'll say that again just to put it in your mind, but it may be one of those things that you're just conscious of, but when you get it, you'll really get it. Being successful at what you have in front of you, finally conquering that part of your life, all right, it's more of a mental and emotional approach. What's going through your mind that's preventing you from getting there and preventing you from getting there at the level that you want, as soon as you want, as quickly as you want, more than it is the actual nuts and bolts of the strategies, all right? And, you know, I remember there were certain areas of my life many years ago, let's say, that I just couldn't figure out, and I'd spent the time, I would go to coaches and gurus and go to seminars, and I remember them saying that, and I would almost take offense to it, like, no, I have the right attitude. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I'm sitting here pounding away, and I can't get this, no matter how hard I push myself, maybe. And I had enough confidence to think, I can do this. So it wasn't like I lacked so much confidence. And I would see people, I would get around people who have achieved what I've achieved, and it's not a knock on them. It's more a compliment to my level of confidence. I didn't see a gigantic difference between those people who were achieving the things that I really wanted that I couldn't seem to figure out and myself. And again, I'm not cutting them down at all. I just didn't see a gigantic difference. Yet to me, the difference in the production was gigantic. And it always frustrated me, and I would have, you know, the motivational speakers, the peak performance coaches, you know, people giving advice, say, oh, it's easy. It's a mindset. You know, it's a mindset. All right? It's not that hard, they would say. And it would just frustrate the heck out of me. You know, as I've been pushing in life, you know, I really get it. And so when I tell you that, whatever it is, think about what you want most, that challenge. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's your physical body. Maybe it's wealth or really mastering your job, right? Finances, getting control of those. I mean, we all have areas of our life that we're not producing at the highest level, and it could be frustrating for us, especially when we feel as though we're dedicated. We're asking ourselves the question, we're, you know, investing in coaching, or we're investing, you know, in information, we're reading books, we're asking a lot of questions of our friends, we're getting around people who have accomplished those things. We feel like we're putting a lot of effort into it, right? I know what that's like, and I know how frustrating it could be when you feel you're putting an effort and you just can't get it, and then someone says, well, when you get it, you'll get it. You know, it's a mental thing. You're more than capable of it, and even you know that you're capable of it. All right, and again, you've seen people do it, right? People who aren't as hardworking or as focused or intelligent or don't have the same opportunities. You've seen people who are less talented, with far less opportunities and access with the options that you have, and they're killing it. They're doing it, and you can't figure out what the difference is, right? And even when someone says, you know, it's a mindset or it's, you know, the emotional approach, what you're attaching to and all those type of things, you intellectually know that, but you don't get it yet. You don't feel it. What a frustrating place that can be. I understand that. And so instead of me just leaving it there, I'm going to tell you about the things that I've discovered along my journey in regard to this and what I see with the clients that I coach, right? And that's that there's always something, whether you realize it or not, that you are putting more of your heart and soul and effort. There's things and that you have made the most important thing to you, at least on an emotional level, that you do, that you be, that you become, that are more important at this time than that one area of your life that you say you want to master, but you just can't seem to get closer. Something very, very common in a lot of people, and this was even true of myself, and I just didn't realize it, is that when we accomplish things or we do things or it's very important to us and we don't realize it, that we get the approval of other people, that we get the respect of other people. And again, it's something, it isn't something that we consciously think of. It's something that maybe we've carried around ever since we were kids. And that makes us special. It makes us unique. It makes us different. It makes us in some way, shape, or form a little bit more than just dust in the wind and more than just like everybody else. And we're putting a lot of important it just into that area. Like I said, being funny, which is a way of getting that approval of people liking us, or really achieving some goal. Some, you know, you're just awesome at what you do. And in your mind, you're thinking, well, you know, you got to be great at something, or I'm doing this because of my business or whatever it is. You know, I'm a workaholic. I'm outstanding at my business because that's how I earn my living to provide for my family. All right. Or my body is so awesome because, you know, health is just something you should take care of. Right. But you are your body. Again, to you, you may want to take it to higher and higher levels, but compared to the masses, the amount of time, energy, and effort you put into your body is just so far off the charts than the regular person. And you might say, yeah, so what, Skip? Hey, that's not my problem. That's other people's problem. Your body is your temple, and you should. That's the type of effort that you should put into it. Or, you know what? Money is options. That's why I work so hard. That's why some people would call me a workaholic. That's why I do it. I provide for my family, and if I don't have a family yet, I'm doing it for my future family, all right? So that's a physical body. That's a job. Or, you know, I spend so much calling my friends, checking in with my friends because, you know, I'm a people person. This world's a lot better place. You know, you got to give to people and you got to connect, right? So to you, it makes so much sense. And I'm definitely not saying that you shouldn't put so much importance in those areas, but you really need to sit back and think, why? Why is it so important to you to have that physical body, to have so many friends, or for them to see you in a certain way, or for you to be so accomplished with that achievement? You know, what are the reasons behind it? And one thing that I've learned, and I see this, again, with a lot of coaching clients, I observe it in a lot of people when they're really outstanding at what they do. A lot of it is for that feeling inside and not for what they say. It's really not about their body and health. Hell, they could, you know, work out half the time and be more healthy than most. You know, they've worked enough. They've achieved enough, right? They have enough friends. They could have stopped that a long time ago, but they keep on pressing it. It's not about what they think, right? It's this thing inside yourself that you have to be okay with. And you're putting all your energy and focus in that area that you've convinced yourself is the right amount of focus. And just because you're outstanding, hey, don't cut me down, skip. Other people should be putting that much attention. And that's fine. If you believe that, if that's working for you, it's fine. The reason why I'm bringing this up is if you have some other area in your life, maybe your physical body is awesome. Like, and this was my case. I mean, it was off the charts, 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, speaking it, doing it, living it, videos, books, everything, right? But there was other areas that I was paying no attention to. You know, my career, what I was going to be doing at this time. And when Mass Machine Nutrition was, you know, just something I planned sometime down the road. I maybe should have been planning it there. I could have been planning it more there then, back then. At that time when I was focusing on my body on that extreme level. Relationships, I can look back, I did not put much attention into that area, a lot less than I realized at the time. All right, and then everything that comes with that. And so I would always say, well, this is what I need to do, this is my career, I have to become a master at that, and that's setting the stage for those other things. And that's why it made sense to me. What I realize now is that, sure, that was my career. That was my job. I provide a lot of value by doing that. But more of that, if that pie chart, right, what pie slice of the pie was for the reasons I thought, like to set myself up and my business, where, again, indirectly, it's doing that anyway, that whether it was a planned thing or not. I might have saw the pie as, I don't know, 75%, 3/4, that this is just setting up the business plan. I may have convinced myself of that, and maybe 25% was to make me feel special, unique, and different, right? To carve my little initials into this world, right? To make a difference, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but what percentage is it? Well, with so much of that, you know, that percentage was not that. It was a lot more of, that's what I needed for the challenges that I've gone through, you know, whatever the things that go through your head, you know, as a kid, whatever it is, you know, I was so needing of accomplishment and achievement to feel good about myself. Now, if you would ask me, I wouldn't have said, well, I'm doing this because I need the approval of the people. There's no way I would have said that. Hey, well, Skip, you got to accomplish these things because that's what gives you a certain level of confidence. And if you don't achieve those things, you won't have that confidence. And your whole world, your whole day would be different. So you got to keep on accomplishing things to just feel good about yourself. There's no way in the world I would have believed that. I saw myself as a confident person. You know, now at the same time, putting so much effort in that achievement in one particular area, I'll tell you, you have the talent inside you. You have the ability. If you just wanted to become extremely focused and off balance and just zone in on one thing, and it's different things for different people. For me, it was my physical body. For other people, it's money. That's the thing. You know, the how much money they make, you know, what neighborhood they live in, what material possessions they have. You know, that's what makes them unique, special, different. It makes them feel worthy, all right? And they can put all their energy there and focus attention, become outstanding. It's really not that, you know, when you see people who are so accomplished at things, you know, when you get to learn about people, depending on the person, the reason why they're so awesome, one thing is because it was just so such an important part of their identity to become awesome in this one area. And when you are struggling in that area, maybe it's fitness, and you see someone so amazing, that can seem so admirable. But I'm sure there's things that you do that that person isn't focusing on, and you're focusing on it for those reasons, because it just makes you special, unique, different. Your way to contribute, so much part of your identity, feeling good, gives you confidence that they would look at you in amazement. It's not all that complicated or all that hard to understand how a person becomes so amazing in one area, even if that's that area that you're not so great at. It's not about the strategies. It's about the emotional attachment that they put into it, and that time, energy, and focus are waking up. They're thinking about it all throughout the day, and you just don't do it. That's why I'm saying it's a mental and emotional approach. That's what makes them awesome at it. And you're not doing that. You're thinking about it once a week, maybe. All right? So it's not that hard to figure out why one person's so amazing in one area. Then if you have that type of emotional attachment, that mental focus, and you do it for years, you're gonna see why they're going to be so awesome at that. And they have all those years of that type of mental attachment and mental focus in that area, finding the distinctions and strategies that you have, they're going to be that far in front of you. Well, the thing that I'm just saying, if you have a particular area of life that you just can't figure out, that's something to consider. What are you hanging on to, and what are the real reasons why you're hanging on to that one area that is your identity? What makes you feel the best? What you're the greatest at? And what I've noticed in myself and with a lot of the men who I coach is that whatever it is they're after, that emotional feeling, you know, feeling confident or love and connection or whatever it is, that until they get that settled in their mind, you can give them all the strategies in the world on how to be great. Let's just say, they have great relationships, they're in good physical health, you know, but they can't get it, their business down. They can't get the courage, the confidence, the strategies to start their own business or to master their finances, all right? And then it starts taxing. Why can't I figure this out? Will I ever figure this out, right? Maybe for that person is they have to check off those other things first. They're more important, maybe more important to have those things, and until they have that feeling in their heart, whatever they're after, and however they choose to put their time, energy, and focus to make them think that's what's going to give them those feelings, until they get that, you know, covered, they're never going to put the attention into that area that they just can't seem to figure out. It's not about the strategies. Like I said, they probably already have had the strategies given to them. They haven't applied them because of those other reasons. You know, that was definitely, you know, my case. I was achieving a lot of things, a lot of impressive things. You know, sometimes I look back on some of the things that I was able to accomplish, or, you know, my writing, what I produced, and I think, wow, that's some awesome stuff. It impresses me looking back. And I go, wow, man, I must have been really crazy passionate about that era, really just obsessed with, that's a really great job. It surprises me, actually, when I look back and see some work or some things that I did 10 years ago. And it makes me think, wow, what was going on through my mind? It's almost like a different person. I'm very appreciative when I have those feelings. But you know, that was just so important to me. And until I got whatever feelings that I wanted, that I felt I needed, and it took a long time to figure it out, I was never going to work on my business or my relationships. All that energy went into that one area of focus. And it wasn't about the thing. It wasn't about the trophy. It wasn't about the muscles. It was about how it was going to make me feel. You know, that level of confidence. Like I said, that level of importance. Like I said, that's important. That's an important piece of the mental and emotional picture in life that drives you, that achievement. It's just like, what percentage is just to make you feel good? You know, to all those questions that go through your head. You know, am I really good enough, right? We all have that to some extent going through our head. Is what you're putting all your time, energy, and focus in, what you're mastering, what you're great at, how much of that is for all those worthy, practical reasons, your health, your I'm doing this for business reasons. Too much of that was to make myself feel better about myself or to build confidence in more than I really understood. What I found out was that wasn't the route that was going to get it. It was going to take another route. And when I got other things accomplished, like I said, for me, then it became a hierarchy of what I needed. For me, it was to kind of understand like why that was so important, why I'm doing it, realizing that really wasn't going to get me those feelings and emotions. You know, one championship, two championships, three champions, six championships. You know, I hit that dead end, and it took me a lot of work to get there, right? And then I finally figured out through persistence, always searching for answers. And so what I realized is that there are certain feelings. It was about connection, warmth, that family unit that I said that I wanted, but I was not. And when you're traveling all over the country and you're in a diet state, you know, for a bodybuilding contest, or you're putting so much effort into your career, you can't say that love, connection, family is important to you. Now, I know you may say that to yourself, but, you know, I can look back. I don't care how much I put that on my dream board or my goal sheet. I wasn't putting that energy and effort into it because I was needing to accomplish these things, right? And so relationships or business, I mean, you know, man, I'm running around so much, so often under just my mindset. You know, my abilities are at a level like 100 times more than when I was a bodybuilder. It's stretching me so much more mentally, physically, emotionally than it ever was as a bodybuilder, right? And then also, you know, I've retired from competitive bodybuilding now 10 years ago. And I'm thinking, God, there's not enough time in the day for all this focus, dreams, goals, vision that I'm working towards now. And as I don't know, this kind of came to me about, you know, 9 o'clock last night as I was still working. I was thinking, God, what could I have done with all that time? Just say my first few years after competing. I didn't realize I was a lost puppy. I mean, I was working. I probably thought I was working very hard, very focused, but it was nothing compared to now. And I think, wow, what could I have done with that time? Geez, if I had this mindset back then, God, I could have used my time so much more effectively. But the truth of the matter is, you know, the whole bodybuilding and training and going for that didn't give me those set of feelings that I want, that love and connection. And so, you know, connecting with people instead of being this hermit, focusing on my goals and being in other cities that I didn't know anybody, I had that connection, emails from people like you who, you know, I really appreciate the feedback. I'm glad that I could add value to their life, but I didn't know you. I mean, the closest was an email, you know, maybe a coaching call or something like that. I didn't have that connection in my life. And I realized until I got that all settled in my mind, all figured out, and then I got that settled first, I do not care how many business coaches I could have hired. How many strategies from expert? Hell, Warren Buffett, Mark Cuban could have given me one-on-one coaching. And it wouldn't have gotten through to me because, you know, first it was the whole focus on bodybuilding, make myself feel good. I realized that did make me feel good, not to the level that I wanted. And then I realized, no, I didn't realize. I had a a feeling, I can see it now, that nothing there, I was not going to, I don't care what it was on my goal sheet, I was not going to have that mental and emotional focus and ability. I wasn't going to use it until I got the whole connection part down, connection with human beings at a deeper level, where I am now married to my wife and family. I that was just missing in my life, and it was much more important to me than I realized. And until I had that part down, I was never going to get all this other stuff. All right. And then when I got that down, now it's like business. It's like, that's all I think about. That's what I do. I'm just unleashing this creative beast. I'm getting it now. And now I look back when I was that champion bodybuilder that so many people respected, I did not get how relationships were supposed to work, how that whole intimacy and connection thing was going to work. And I understand, I know a lot of you are having challenges in that area. And so did I. And maybe you know what this is like. You'd have, you know, your friends or somebody, they would make it, relationships look so easy. Or they would even say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have those problems. My relationships are easy. You know, they're not as challenging. And you'd go, no, you're wrong. They really are. You're just settling. Or whatever, I would fight in my mind to discredit them, whether I didn't necessarily do it to them, but in my own mind, I would discredit the fact that they got it when it came to relationships because I was having such a challenge getting them myself. Well, I can look back now, all right, through persistence, because I understood what I needed to accomplish first, and I wasn't putting that mental focus or that emotional energy into figuring out, getting it to relationships. Well, I finally did that. I finally get them now. And I'm not saying that they're so easy or whatever, but they're not. They're not what I thought it was before. They're not even close. I did not have the mindset. I didn't get it. And, you know, maybe you have something in your life. Maybe fitness. You tried fitness, getting in a pattern, getting in shape, and you just couldn't figure it out until one day you finally figured it out. Now you've been doing it for a few years, and you can't understand why other people don't get it. You know, they're a smart person. Why can't they do it? And to you, it seems easy. You get it, right? Well, and then once I got that, then attacking business, something that seemed, oh, man, it's so hard, and how do you do all this? I just wasn't ready to use all my talents, all my time, all my energy, to use all the information, use all the mentors, use all the strategies, all the coaching, right? So I'm just sharing this with you because I know many of you say you want it. You know, I hear this with my coaching clients all the time. I just had a gentleman who I coached last night, and he's listening to this podcast right now. And, you know, I really feel privileged that I can tell him these things and get him to think. I don't tell people the way they think, just give them some things to consider. Is that, are you really going for that? Because he's building up all this frustration. Oh, can I ever do this? Can I ever handle this? Am I ever smart enough? And, you know, as a man, you get older and older and older, and you don't have this area of your life figured out. It can be very taxing, very challenging. It can make you look in the mirror and saying, am I smart enough? Am I good enough? Will I ever figure it out? Time is running out. Well, having him think, well, you know, maybe you need it, you're going for a certain level of confidence and connection and respect for other people. And that's what you're focusing on a lot more. You just don't realize. And you figured out strategies on that you think is going to make that happen. And it's really not the end result that you say you want. I know in your mind you think you're really going for it, but you're really going for these other feelings and emotions, this connection, this respect, this other people liking you, and it's too much a part of the pie. And so with this gentleman, you know what I said, I was having him think about that because I wish I had a coach. I always say this all the time, is that, man, all the time that I spent listening to motivational general topics, going to seminars where they had the broad topics of success, I should have spent all that money, all that time on one-on-one coaching. So someone who is skilled and qualified could have, instead of me trying to figure it out, which I wasn't able to figure it out, sure, those things were helpful, but in my specific case, it would have just cut off so much time. See, I told you about when I was going for all those achievements and accomplishments as a bodybuilder, you know, and what I thought the pie, how the pie would have been divided out, you know, how much was noble career, health, or whatever, versus I need this to feel good about myself. That pie was disproportionate. It was actually the opposite of what I thought. More of it was about feeling good about myself, more than about business and more about whatever I said it would set me up for in life. I wish I had somebody tell me that right from the beginning, because the thing about it is, and like with this gentleman, is that you can get all those feelings and emotions if you just go for the goal, right? If you attach you succeeding at that goal, you'll have that area of your life set up and all those feelings and emotions. But you got to kind of understand what's going on in your mind. Kind of going over our 30 minutes here. Very complex point. It took me years to figure this out. I don't necessarily expect that I'm going to do a podcast, even if I go on to 45, 50 minutes past our half hour, that you're going to get it all. But, you know, I'm just planting seeds. I'm planting seeds. If you think this might apply to you, if you think, you know, talking to you specifically, you know, send me an email. You know, let's set up a trial coaching session. And if this is touching you, kind of scratching, you can kind of understand what I'm talking about, set that up. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I want to get you started on this journey. I want you to come to these revelations, these epiphanies, that it's taken me a lot of time, energy, effort, years of going in the wrong direction, a lot of work, a lot of achievements going the wrong directions before I'm finally getting it, right? I want to get you there a lot sooner, with a lot less frustration, confusion, and overwhelm that I have. Let's go through our daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really, really want. And it would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner you're doing, all the thoughts and all the actions, this mindset, while you listen to my voice during these podcasts. It'd take you months, if not years, of you stretching yourself to accomplish this big goal, this big achievement, this feeling. All right, and if it's going to take you a couple weeks or you'll have it done by next Thursday, that's not what I'm talking about. I want a bigger goal than that that causes you to stretch yourself and step up every single day. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Again, here's the example. Is what you're doing helping you build confidence, just feel good about yourself, have other people like you? Or is it really to get to the results, to take care of your family, to produce more at a higher level? You know, they seem like they're the same, but I'm telling you, you'll take a whole different approach. You'll show up, you'll do some things, you won't do certain things. They seem like they're tied in, right? So it's what you're doing right now, going for the results that you really want. And I'm going to say this, are you doing this for reasons that seem noble, seem nice? Do you have that pie chart in its right, a clear perspective? Is it accurate? So I'll ask you, what are those results again? We'll talk more about this. If you have emails, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I think this is a really important topic. It's also really next level type of thinking that, you know, it's going to take you a lot of time and evaluating where you are, what you want. It just gets the ball rolling. And that's what I'm here to do. Stimulate thought, and your thinking will evolve. Revelations will come the more and more effort you put into it. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.